Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
San Francisco is taking a new tack when it comes to helping the city's homeless. Officials hope to open a parking lot for people living in RVs by winter. The move mirrors the city of Oakland's, which opened a lot near the Coliseum BART station back in June. For more, we're joined live in studio by Otis R. Taylor, Jr. He is the East Bay columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Otis, it's great to have you here with us. Before we talk about San Francisco, tell us how Oakland's experiment with this has been working out so far.
Well, it seems like Oakland is still trying to recruit people to move into the lots. One difference between Oakland and San Francisco is that in San Francisco, they're going to allow families to move in first. Oakland has an age restriction. You have to be 18 years old to move in there. And I found that in Oakland, a lot of RV dwellers, after being towed and chased around the city so much, they don't trust that their vehicles will be kept safe in the lot.
The San Francisco model, Otis, aims to provide sort of a resource center for these folks who come in with RVs. They want to try to let them know about other resources available in the city, point them to other things that might help them out of their situation and so forth. Is that the case in Oakland as well? Is it that sort of team approach?
Yes, but it's also about keeping the streets clean. You get access to showers and bathrooms, but really you get access to caseworkers who can point you in the right direction for long-term housing. And that's what I feel is really important. What's missing on the streets is not just getting people off the street, but how do you prepare them for the long-term housing?
With all these, whether it's a navigation center in San Francisco or a parking lot for the RVs, you know, the big issue is always the neighbors, the neighborhood opposition. Mm-hmm. And Oakland, did that run up against a lot of opposition?
No, because, you know, where it is, it's, I mean, there are neighbors there, but people didn't want in the surrounding neighborhoods didn't want the RVs parking on the streets because not every person I met lived in an RV just dumps their trash on the street, but there was a lot of trash growing because when you have an RV, you need a place to dump your tank. You also need to have trash pickup, and people didn't have that. So when you can bring people to a space where they have access to those services, I think you have neighbors who are much more inviting to those folks.
I saw a statistic, something like 35% of the unsheltered homeless people living in vehicles in San Francisco. That's up from 13% in 2015. That's a pretty staggering number.
You would be surprised. Earlier this year, I reported on a UC Berkeley graduate degree in journalism, living in an RV in Berkeley on the street because she could not afford to rent here. Wow. Had two jobs, not afford to rent. So we have, it's not just transients. It is college graduates with graduate degrees who are feeling that they're being displaced because they can't afford a traditional housing. That's one thing that people have asked for. Like, hey, if I can't afford this house, at least give me some space to park it so I won't be criminalized for not being able to afford a house.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.